Person watched someone or not. I was worried about him. That was very nice of me, if I do say so myself. What the hell? How old was he? Are we hiding? He asked again, trying to change the subject.
Yep. Uncle Wes doesn't...
Jesse! What are you doing? You can't sneak away from me like that!
Wes seemed to pop out of nowhere, grabbing Jesse and pulling her to him. He hugged the little girl tightly. A heavy weight made Brayden's gut sink. Here he'd been trying to play around and hide with her, and Wes hadn't known where she was.
I'm sorry, I was bored.
Jesse stepped away.
It's okay.
There was a slight waver to Wes's voice as he tried to smooth her hair down, which just popped back up again.
Do you got a dog?
Jesse asked Brayden, pointing to the dog food in his cart. Wes stood from his kneeling position, unease rolling off him as though he just noticed Brayden was standing here. Brayden nodded at him.
I saw her standing here and stopped. Thanks. Thanks for waiting with her until I found her.
Or not. He hadn't thought of waiting with her.
No problem.
He looked down at Jesse.
I do. He's a chocolate lab. And about as crazy and wild as they come.
Ooh, I want a puppy. Can we get one, Uncle Wes?
And then to Brayden, she asked,
What's his name? Mommy says a name has to mean something.
Wes paled. He briefly closed his eyes and let out a deep breath. Jesse didn't seem to notice, but Brayden did. Jesse had said, Mommy says, not said. His chest ached for the man. Wes ran a hand through his hair and closed his eyes again, obviously wishing he could disappear.
His name is Jock.
Brayden bent down to look Jesse in the eyes, hoping to give Wes a minute.
What does it mean?
That he has a fascination with jockstraps.
I'm not creative enough to come up with a name that means something. If I ever get another dog, you can name him. What would you pick?
She spoke without hesitation.
Uncle Wes.
Above him, he heard Wes chuckle at that.
You can't name a dog after me. Why not?
Brayden asked, at the same time Jesse said,
How come?
Brayden stood.
Personally, I like the name.
Wes crossed his arms. Nobody asked you. Jesse pulled on Wes's t-shirt.
That wasn't very nice.
Brayden crossed his as well, cocking a brow. He could see the fire in Wes's hazel eyes. He'd seen the same fire the night they'd spent together.
Yeah, that wasn't very nice, Brayden grinned,
and Wes's fire blazed even fiercer.
Mommy says you have to say sorry when you do something that's not very nice.
Jesse's big chestnut eyes looked up at Wes, and Brayden knew the man was so incredibly screwed. How would he ever be able to say no to the little girl? And he had to admit, this was a little fun. What made it better was the small smile threatening to break free across Wes's face. He fought it, that much was obvious. But it wanted to be there. Brayden wondered when the last time he smiled was. The night they'd spent together, the only ones he'd shown was when he gave Cooper a hard time about Noah, and he wondered how real those had been. So this time, he didn't even try and find his filter. Who the hell needed one anyway?
Apologies go a long way, Uncle Wes. I've been nothing but nice to you.
More than once that night, before Wes had bailed on him. Jesse standing next to him was the only thing that kept Wes from strangling Brayden. He didn't even care that they were in public. The jail time would be worth wiping that cocky smile from his full lips. Not that his lips were any concern to Wes.
You're right, Jess. That wasn't very nice of me.
His eyes met Brayden's, the words much harder to push from his mouth when he did.
I apologize.
I'm going to kill you.
I forgot what you said.
Why are you sorry? Brayden smirked. Was everything a game to the man?